Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Welcome to PNP Network.
Thank you very much.
Chad Nelson's with us. And you have an extensive career and so many things that would be an hour to talk about all of them, but
sure,
I guess we can't.
Thank you. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Got some great things that you've done. I actually enjoyed your stint on Suddenly Susan.
Oh, thank you very much. That was a blast.
I thought that was kind of a fun show.
It was really fun. It felt much less like a job and more like actor camp. You know, it's also it's a wonderful hybrid of film and stage. It's like stage in the sense that you get to perform it before a live audience, so you can tell if something's working or not. And it's like film, because if you flub it, they give you a second go.
Right.
Excellent.
Yeah. Are you actually playing Alan Freed in a movie coming up?
That's already come out. It was for television.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was called Mr. Rock and Roll, and it came out a couple months ago.
Oh. How'd it do?
Pretty well, I think. The problem was, it was supposed to go one evening and was preempted by that playoff baseball game with the Mets that went like 16 innings.
Yeah.
And then it came out the following weekend with less fanfare, but it was critically well received, and it's quite an interesting piece.
I just remember you from, of course, and most people do, you know, Hughes film, The Breakfast Club, and then The Scene Almost Fire, which brought you and a number of other folks who have been called the quote-unquote Brat Pack to the prominence. I was wondering what you thought of that title.
Oh, my God, that's so long ago. Who knows? I mean, I think it's catchy because of the term, the Rat Pack. But it was kind of a mislabeling in the sense that I found that my generation of actors that I've worked with have always been professionally very responsible. You know, no one was throwing any temper tantrums or demanding any kind of star treatment. And also, we were all working together on St. Elmo's, I think, when that article came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the assumption was that then we were friends before that movie and after that movie. In fact, I think if you were to go to the set of The Big Chill while they were shooting it, you might draw the conclusion that they were all the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, while you work, you are, but then when the project's over, everyone goes their separate ways. And at that point, I was still living in New York City, so
Is it
I would travel 3,000 miles to party with my buddies is a bit insane.
Is The Cure for Boredom coming out soon?
I'm not sure when that's coming out, but it should be quite interesting. It's an odd little film and that I did with Seymour Cassell.
I understand you play a hitman in that film.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're both hitmen, and we keep whacking this Italian mob guy's family members. And then Seymour lets me know after one murder that he's gay.
Uh-huh.
And I find that impossible to believe. I've been killing people with you for years. How can you be gay? You know what I mean? As if, like, gay people can't be murderers. It's just really funny.
And you just finished another film, didn't you, called Ensville?
Ensville is a mockumentary. It's a one of those fake documentaries like Spinal Tap. And this one's about a religious cult in upstate New York that believes the end is near.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another independent film called Falcon Down with William Shatner. And I just finished a film for VH1 called Back in Black, which is kind of like Twilight Zone meets the music industry.
William Shatner, I think, has got more publicity from Priceline.com than I think he did from Star Trek.
Yeah, I think what's great about it, though, is he's able to poke fun at himself, which is so cool. You know, on those Priceline.com.
What was he like working with?
Oh, nice guy. Very nice guy.
Hey, I got to tell you, the first person ever told me that.
Really?
Yeah. He's not a very popular guy amongst his fellow actors.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, we seem to have fun. Mm. But also, I make jokes about lots of stuff, too, you know?
Yeah.
I think that a film set should be a really good place to work. And so I goof around a lot, and I think he probably found me goofy.
What was it like working with Brooke Shields?
Oh, a real pleasure. She's very easy to work with, and she's a real pro. You know, she's one of those people that doesn't feel that her time's any more important than anyone else's, which means that, you know, it makes her very professional. You know, she's on time, she's prepared, she's ready to go, you know.
Yeah, one of the things that you've done that I really enjoyed was that miniseries, Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh, you like a sick story, huh?
That was a sick story, but it was really well done in terms of the miniseries.
Yeah, it was. Marvin Chomsky was the director of that, and he was really good. He really, you know, made that story move.
He put together a nice cast.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you're actually talking to us today to promote a film that is, I guess, direct to video. It's called Light It Up.
No, it actually was released about 5 months ago.
It was?
Yeah.
Now, they told me it was direct to video, so.
No, I think today is the release of the DVD.
Ah, okay.
That's what it is.
So it was in the theaters.
Yes.
And now it's on DVD.
Now it's on DVD.
Is it on video as well?
I believe it's already come out on video. Though.
Okay.
No, actually, I think this is the whole video DVD.
The whole deal at once, huh?
Yeah.
It looks like a very interesting story. Now, unfortunately, I didn't get a copy of it, but I do have a synopsis of the entire thing. You play a teacher who is suspended.
Yeah, it's a very poverty-stricken urban high school in New York City. And I'm one of the teachers that likes the kids and that is liked by the kids. Because the school's in such disrepair and the heat doesn't work and the windows are broken, I take them off campus to teach them a class. That leads to my suspension. And that leads to their kind of uprising,
mm-hmm.
which leads into a kind of riot. And then these kids have to figure out how to solve the situation.
And, the disparate group that gets together is very interesting the way they did that.
Absolutely, yeah. They got a lot of different kids who end up, it's similar to the Breakfast Club in the sense that they find themselves in like a room and have to discuss things that they would never normally talk about.
I thought one of the things that really separates this film from other ones is the incredible cast. What a cast they put together.
Absolutely, and also any film with Forest Whitaker in it, you know, it's already a great cast.
Forest Whitaker, and then you add Vanessa Williams' beauty to it.
Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I love Vanessa Williams.
She's great. Really nice lady.
Is she really nice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't believe someone that beautiful could be that nice. I don't know.
Well, Brooke's that, you know, Brooke's nice also.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Vanessa Williams is like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Even more than Brooke.
It's a different look, you know?
Yeah, it is a different look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Vanessa Williams is gorgeous.
Hmm. But there's some other folks in the cast that I wasn't really that familiar with, but it looks like a very interesting cast.
Yeah,
Sarah Gilbert's in it, too.
Pardon me?
Sarah Gilbert as well.
Absolutely. She's great. She's great. And Usher does a wonderful job in it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. His name is Usher Raymond. I'm not really familiar with him at all.
He's a big singer. He's a big R&B singer.
Oh.
And pretty much everyone under 20 knows who he is and loves him. And he's just a really nice kid and worked really hard and does a great job in the film.
I know my kids know him from something called Moesha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he's a good actor too, huh?
Yeah, and a nice guy.
That's interesting.
Where are you from? You're from New England, right?
We're from I'm from Boston area. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell by the accent. I'm from Portland, Maine.
This show, of course, is national.
Yeah.
Yeah, including in Maine. One of those stations out there.
Cool.
But how'd you get into business? You're from Maine originally. That's even more important. How'd you get into this?
I ended up playing college and ended up sticking with it.
Which college you go to?
Haverford College in Pennsylvania.
And so now, how did you go from doing a play in Haverford, Pennsylvania, wherever that is, to going to L.A.?
I ended up going to New York City and studying acting with Stella Adler, and then stayed in New York for about 5 years or so. So I guess out of the last 16 years, I've probably lived 8 of the years in New York and 8 of them in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a preference? I assume you do stage work as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like them. I like both cities, and I like all forms of acting, be it, you know, television, film, theater.
There's a huge difference between doing TV and doing movies or doing theater. You like them all equally, or is it?
Yeah,
different?
I like them all equally.
Hmm. It's interesting. Now, do you get together at all with any of the folks from the original, quote-unquote, Brat Pack? Do you still see Demi Moore, any of those folks?
Oh, no, I've not seen any of those people in years. Probably the most recently, I ran into Anthony Michael Hall, maybe within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the others within the last 2 or 3 years, probably.
It's amazing what Demi Moore's gone through, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really follow it too much.
Well, that woman's doing incredibly well and, in terms of at least financial things.
Oh, yeah.
$20 million a film's not too bad for a woman to have.
Not too bad for anyone.
Well, personally, I wouldn't work for under $25 million, but...
Oh, there you go.
You know, I have my own price, Jed.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Jed Nelson promoting Light It Up. It's available right now on DVD and on video, and if you missed it around in the theater, you can catch it on the video, and I guess that you do a great job on playing a teacher in this thing.
Well, thank you very much.
I have heard some good things about the film, and it's about a rundown school in Queens, so some of the folks out there around the country that... familiar with some of the things going on in schools that maybe something that's also media topical at this point, too.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
This actually becomes a hostage situation at one point, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And it shows you how little miscommunications and misinterpretations of a situation can escalate into violent, occurrences.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
I want to thank you so much, Judd, for taking a couple minutes to join us today.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
Wish you a lot of luck, and hope we'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay, man.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.